Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, the congressman from Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. Ray Hager has the rundown.
Thanks, Sam. Today's guest is Congresswoman Deena Titus. We'll be talking about the future of Harry Reid and the future of the Democrats in Capitol Hill.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Michael Hackett, Amy Curtis Weber, and Randy Thompson. It's all coming up next on the all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Her family sailed under liberty's light, stepped on freedom's shore, entered a land of opportunity. Sue Loudon's family worked in the coal mines and shipyards of America. She worked through college, earned a degree, became a teacher. Sue Loudon went on to become an award-winning journalist, job-creating businesswoman, conservative state senator, fighting for lower taxes, less spending, restoring opportunity, leading with integrity. Sue Loudon for U.S. Senate.
I'm Sue Loudon, and I approve this message.
High-tech companies demand perfect world amenities. They require clean, reliable power, state-of-the-art fiber optic communications, and clean water sources. In a perfect world, companies would have immediate access to rail and interstate freeways. There would be four-lane expressways that shorten shipping times and provide convenient commute routes for valued employees. Well, the future is now, and it's here. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Deena Titus. Pleasure to have you back on the program, ma'am. I want to start out with a headline from January 28th in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It says, Titus speaks bluntly, expresses frustration, F-bomb dropped in assessment of politics, and you were referring to what happened in Massachusetts. Would you like to elaborate on your concerns about the Democratic Party and, in fact, your own race?
Well, I'd be happy to. I'm sorry that made the paper. I apologize. I wouldn't use that word in public or in front of small children. I thought it was a private meeting. But I was trying to speak as bluntly as I could to express the frustrations of the people who live in my district. We got the highest unemployment next to Michigan in the country, the highest foreclosure rate, one of the highest rates of uninsured, small businesses closing every day. I was trying to get the speaker's attention to say, look, we need to listen to what the people are saying. They said it loud and clear in Massachusetts. We've got to get some things going. And it was a poor choice of words, but I stand by that message.
Okay, what was Speaker Pelosi's response to you?
Well, I think she was kind of shocked, as were most of the people in the room, because that's not the way I usually comport myself. But I think she heard me, and you see now that the people in Washington are trying to scramble. The president was talking about jobs in his State of the Union address. We're now talking jobs, jobs, jobs. I think that's a good thing, and that's certainly what I support and what I wanted to do.
Are you concerned about the Tea Party activists, along with the more liberal portion of the Democratic Party, who are really not very happy with what's been going on in Congress and nothing getting done?
Well, politics often makes strange bedfellows, It's frustrated that more is not being done. The other side is frustrated that they're doing too much. I think most people fall in the middle and are just concerned about their own lives on a daily basis. They are struggling hard every day just to keep body and soul together. So if you look at the teabaggers, it's not a large group. It's a very vocal group, but it's not a very large group. And so I don't think you can let either of the extremes swing the agenda. You've just got to march forward getting this economy on track.
Congresswoman Titus, getting back to that story about you throwing the F-bomb at that meeting on Capitol Hill. It was reported in Politico that that meeting that you said, quote, unquote, Reid is done, he's going to lose. The Politico reported that three people in the room heard it, but you denied it. How do three people get that wrong when they get it right about you throwing the F-bomb?
Well, they took that out of context, and what I said is that if we don't get back on track and don't start to create jobs, we're all in trouble. Half the people in that room wouldn't be back, I wouldn't be back, Senator Reid wouldn't be back, and the president wouldn't have a second term. So I was talking about all of us. I wasn't singling out Senator Reid. And you know how a story is. You tell a whisper, and by the time it gets around the room, it's said in a very different way. That story came out more than a week after the incident occurred, so I suspect one person remembered it selectively, and then when the reporter went to two others, they just kind of confirmed it. But I had people who were willing to go on the record, including the speaker herself, some of leadership, and my colleagues, to tell the real truth of the context in which it was said. So I think that was very clear. And you remember those sources that they had were anonymous.
Senator, you're admitting to throwing the F-bomb at that meeting. Now, I've covered you many years in the Nevada legislature, and it's really an isolated incident. I can remember a time in the 03 session, you stormed out of Senator Raggio's office, and you went, F-bomb, 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 and you turned around and saw me, and you said, Ray, are you going to put that in the paper? I said, I'm sorry, but we can't allow that kind of language in the Reno Gazette Journal. So, Senator, your language, there seems to be a pattern here of F-bombing it, you know, through your career.
Well, I don't remember that, Ray, and it wasn't ever printed. It wasn't, again, that was a private meeting. I have a reputation for being a fighter and being a straight talker, and I'm not going to change that. I won't say that in public. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want to set a bad example for children, but I think somebody needs to stand up in Washington and be heard and get Congress and the president and the powers that be listening to what the problems are in Nevada.
Let's talk about jobs. How do you intend to get more jobs into Nevada? What steps do you need to take and to get Congress to go along with you?
Well, we passed a jobs bill out of the House before we adjourned at Christmas time, and that is in the Senate, and I hope they will act on it. And there was money in that for teachers, for firefighters, for police. I think we also need to invest in the new technology of renewable energy and biotech development. That involves some money to our community colleges and our state colleges for retraining workers, because a lot of the jobs in Nevada aren't coming back in a hurry, like gaming jobs and construction jobs. So we need to train people for other jobs. I think that kind of investment is a good plan. Also, I support some of the tax breaks for small business. Give a tax break to a business that expands or that hires more people. That way you can help the economy get moving again, because small business is always the engine of growth. So I think it's a wide array of things, but we need to do it in a hurry.
When you look at the state of the state that's going to be tonight, and close to $1 billion gap again to fill, what are your concerns, and what can Congress do to help Nevada?
Well, I am very concerned about it. I don't know how they're going to deal with it. I leave that to our capable state legislators to figure out which cuts will hurt the least when it comes to services for Nevadans, especially education and protection. Excuse me. That's why I voted for the stimulus package, was to get dollars back in here for programs, especially like education, and that's what I'm going to continue to do in Washington.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Congresswoman Titus when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun. retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Congresswoman Dina Titus.
Congresswoman, it's been reported in the Las Vegas newspapers that you have invited Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano to visit Las Vegas and press her to remain vigilant in protecting hotels, resorts, and other soft targets after the nation's terror threat was heightened at Christmas with the underwear bomber. Are you concerned about a terrorist attack in Las Vegas?
Well, I certainly don't think it's imminent. There's no intelligence to suggest that it is, but I think we need to be prepared. We have the soft targets of the hotels. After Mumbai, there was a big emphasis on that, and it seems to have kind of lost focus in the Department of Homeland Security. We've also got the dam. We've got the Nevada test site. We've got Nellis. I think we need to be prepared. And also, I think the government can learn a lot from our security. You know, there's no better security than you find in the big hotels on the Strip. So I want her to see what we're doing and see if there's not a better way to do some partnerships between the public and the private sectors.
Okay, let's getting back to this political thing, this story here. In light of this, in light of the maybe the dire circumstances that the Democrats may find themselves in, what are the chances, do you think, of Harry Reid being reelected, especially when the polls don't seem to be serving him very well?
Well, I'm not the pundit now that I'm in office, but I can tell you, never count Harry Reid out. It's a long time till the election, and I'm confident that he is going to win. I think that the economy is showing signs of improvement. Every day you see some of those signs. We had a good Super Bowl weekend here in Nevada. You got Valentine's Day coming up, NASCAR. I think we see things start to improve, and as the economy improves over the course of the next 6 months or so, I think you'll see Congress getting some things done, and it'll be a whole different scene in November than it is today.
Let's talk about your trip to Afghanistan. You went over to Afghanistan to gauge the war. You got to meet with Ambassador Eikenberry and General McChrystal. What were your thoughts going in, and what changed your mind, if it did change your mind?
Well, I've always been a strong supporter of the soldiers. We have a lot of people at Nellis and at Creech who are in my district. But I was a little skeptical of the notion of sending 30,000 more troops just to begin a drawdown. But once I went and I met with the troops, I heard the optimism of the social side of things, the service side. You know, USAID has the biggest presence there of any place in the country. Most of those people were volunteers from Africa, from Haiti. They were there because they thought they could make a difference. McChrystal seems to have a good plan in place. I was fortunate to have lunch with three soldiers whose families live in my district, and they were very optimistic, and I was humbled by their service and the sacrifices that they make.
Well, it's interesting. You know, it seems to me that, you know, the Taliban pay somebody $100 a week to work for them, and if we pay them $110, then they're on our side. The New York Times laid out a really incredible tree of how the system works in Afghanistan, the tribal system that's been in place for thousands and thousands of years. How do you see us changing that? You know, it just doesn't appear to me that democracy as we know it is going to work.
Well, I don't think we can go in there and try to recreate ourselves. I think that's the challenge of the USAID folks is to help them recreate themselves. You know, they are still pretty much demolished based on the time in the 90s when the Russians were there, in the 80s. So we need to help them rebuild their Afghanistan, build up their security forces, build up their police efforts so that we can pull out and they can become a country. And you've got to remember that the Taliban is a small minority there and not a very popular one among a lot of the tribes.
But the minute that we pull out, the Taliban will be able to go back in and take over and use intimidation and fear to take over. I mean, Afghanistan, you know, has been in this situation ever since its creation. No country has ever been able to take it over and reform it in any way. It's just never happened.
Well, you can see the difficulty just flying in because the geology and geography are much like Nevada, but with a vengeance. There can never be a real strong central government because you just can't build roads over those mountains. So I understand those kinds of challenges. That's one of the reasons I'm glad that the president put in a deadline so that we can see if this effort is indeed working in the next 18 months and reassess what the situation is. But both the military and the civilian side over there are optimistic that you will see some gains. We met with women legislators, we met with NGOs, I met with soldiers, I went up to Bagram, which is the jumping off point for the patrolling of the mountains between Afghanistan and Pakistan. It was a quick trip, but it was a real eye-opener.
And that's where we have to leave it. Congresswoman, always a pleasure to have you on the program. We appreciate your candor, and we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
I'm asking the tough questions that you want to hear. Watch Face to Face with me, John Ralston, weekdays at 4 on News 4.
It's not just a number. It's a revolution.
I'm a 30.
I'm a 25.
Your sleep number.
My sleep number is 50.
I'm a 90.
Because even though 9 out of 10 couples demand different degrees of firmness, only one bed delivers that. The Sleep Number bed.
My sleep number is 35.
And I'm a 60.
After we found our sleep numbers, it brought us back together again in the same bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side.
Now that we have the bed, we have one less thing to argue about. Because I got my soft bed, she's got her firm bed.
The Sleep Number bed, a revolution in sleep. But it just could be a revolution in marriage.
I actually enjoy sleeping next to my husband now.
Right now, at our President's Day sale, queen mattresses start at just $5.99 with 50% off the luxury i9 model while supplies last. Sale ends February 21st. Find your sleep number together only at a select Comfort Sleep Number Center.
The three can dine for $9.99 meal at KFC. Six drumsticks and thighs, your choice of Kentucky Fried or Kentucky Grilled Chicken, plus large mashed potatoes and gravy, three corn cobettes, and three biscuits. Yes, $9.99 does go that far, but only at KFC, home of the Colonel's original recipe.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Michael Hackett is here with Alrus Consulting. We have Randy Thompson, political analyst, and Amy Curtis Weber, executive director of the Washoe County Democratic Party. Pleasure to have you all here. So let's start out with what will be the big news of the day later on today. The governor will make his State of the State speech, and the governor's staff has already come up with $418 million in budget cuts, and the remaining gap seems to be between somewhere between $250 and $300 million. What do you anticipate the governor announcing today beyond likely the special session?
Well, I think it's going to be very unpleasant, whatever he has to do. And, you know, I'm hoping that it's as apolitical as possible what he delivers to, you know, to the public tonight. I don't know if anybody's been following the IFC committees that have been meeting this past week. They're going to meet this week. But it was a very, very somber tone in terms of them talking about the budget cuts and exactly what they've got to deal with. And the scary part is, like you say, there's been so many cuts identified, you know, the 400 plus million. And those cuts are very devastating, but they still have another 300, 400 million to go, and I mean that is just, it's scary.
What were some of the areas that they were looking at?
Well, they're looking obviously where they have to look. I mean, there's only a few certain areas that you can go and make budget cuts. So they're going to be looking at Department of Health and Human Services, K-12 education, higher education, capital improvement projects. I mean, Nevada, the way our budget is constructed, those are the major pieces of the budget. So for the type of cuts that they have to make, that's where they've got to go, and they're going to be painful.
Well, and you're going to see a fight setting up now for those capital project funding. You've got roughly $5.1 billion in capital funds sitting aside, and AGC is protecting that because that should be going to construction. But as Randolph Townsend said at IFC, why is the money just sitting there? Why aren't you spending it and getting jobs out into Nevada? So I think the county is going to have to show how they plan on using that money and using it quickly, or that fund's going to get raided pretty quickly.
This also is going to be a political speech as well.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. He's setting up for a special session, and my expectation, he's going to say that he's not going to allow any new tax increases. And he can set the tone and he can set the parameters for a special session. But I can see him just, frankly, we got to cut to the bone and only allow essential services. But everyone's definition of essential services are varied. I'm sure Amy's and mine are a little bit different. So.
It could be. Yeah. I mean, there's no way that this is going to come out pretty. I mean, this budget's been cut to the bone before. I would hope that the governor would use this as an opportunity to come up with some new economic vision for this state, which is what this state really needs, which is a broad-based, fair tax system that taxes all businesses equally and that looks to take advantage of the potential for this state to bring in the alternative energy initiatives that...
But one of the problems with that, with this particular problem we have right now, is that it will take several years to put something like that in place.
Yeah, and we got to keep the schools at a level where people want to bring their kids into this state and educate them. So this is a harbinger of the kinds of economic vision that this state has to look toward to get us out of this.
Well, school. You know, what's really concerning is that the population of Nevada, which was leading the nation for decades, is now starting to decline. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might point that out, Amy, is that the decline of our education system, people don't want to stay here anymore when we're going to cut education when we're already at the bottom of the barrel in per pupil spending.
Well, yeah, and we're ground zero next to California as one of the states that was just nailed by this recession. You know, that's the other obvious point. But if you want to bring business in, you also have quality of life, and quality of life means a good education system. So, you know, again, I've said it on the show before. I mean, I wouldn't be looking to totally nail, you know, education in this budget cut, but I'm not.
Well, another thing too,
but that's probably what's going to happen.
You know, there's been talk about laying off more than 200 state workers, and so you lay them off and they're eligible for unemployment insurance, but the state agency that takes unemployment insurance caseloads for the workers there have gone up, like Danny Thompson said, from 300 to 800. I mean,
mm-hmm. I would hope the governor would look at this as a long-term thing too. As we're in a crisis and we need to deal with some long-term issues, and that means the PERS system and the health benefit system for retirees and collective bargaining for county employees. The governor's got to push to address some of those issues that are increasing our state's liabilities to the point of $4 and $5 billion. We can't afford
them. What you said about that, you know, Senate Minority Leader Bill Raggio proposed allowing emergency exceptions for collective bargaining agreements to give school districts more power to reduce salaries. Mm-hmm. So that's probably on the table.
Right, and we're already at the bottom of nationwide what we pay teachers. That's awesome.
It's not the pay, though. It's the retirement stuff, too.
When you take into the retirement,
the retirement aspect is very generous, and the benefits aspect.
I wanted to bring up another topic here briefly that's connected to this, which is the discussion now going on with mining, where they may prepay some of their taxes. An interesting move, considering that Plan has that initiative petition to go after mining.
Yeah, but it's also the same move they did in the special session of 2008. They did the exact same thing. They prepaid, I think, to the tune of $35 million in taxes. Obviously, it didn't get them the long-term benefit.
It's a preemptive strike by mining.
It is. But I don't think it's enough. I really don't. I think that they're going to have to step up in some bigger way than that. I think they're made aware of the fact that they need to step up in a bigger way, too, during this regular session, but they chose not to. They chose to fight any kind of initiative or bills that are out there that were going to go ahead and increase their taxes. So,
I've got one other idea here that no one has talked about, and it would be a private thing, not a corporate thing, which is that we have people in this state who have made vast amounts of money over the years. And would it be inappropriate for a Sheldon Adelson, a Steve Wynn, or a Kurt Kerkorian to put up money to help our state out in this time of extreme crisis where we're looking to cut $1 billion?
Do they have it?
Yes. Yes, they
now
do.
Now that their stocks have come back up?
Yes, exactly.
Would it be a loan or just a gift?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's our state and it's about to collapse here.
Well, you've just put that challenge out there. Yeah.
You know, those kind of, if that's a gift, there's going to be strings attached to that gift. That, for me, Mr. Citizen, I'm very wary of really rich guys donating money to the state government.
I believe that they could be altruistic and helpful.
I mean, you get the last word.
Well, that would be the most, you know, manifest trickle-down economy thing that I have ever seen happen, and I don't expect it to happen in my lifetime. But
Sheldon Adelson
for
governor.
But you put it out there. The challenge is on.
The new Carnegies. Let's watch it.
Well, let's look at the devastation we're looking at and see what the response is. You know, they still make money here,
right? Mm-hmm.
And they're making lots of money in Macau.
I just think the precedent-setting nature of that would be too much to overcome, to be honest with you.
It would be a challenge. Yeah.
We shall see. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
If you have back pain, arthritis, fibromyalgia, tendonitis, any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness at all, you finally have a safe, effective relief. Dr. Frank's homeopathic joint and muscle pain relief.
I had a lot of fear that I would be crippled at a very young age. It was a miracle that I found something safe and that had such dramatic pain relief.
Dr. Frank's is all natural. Just spray here and stop all your pain everywhere. For the first time ever, these 10 homeopathic ingredients have been combined in a revolutionary oral spray that stops inflammation, pain, and stiffness.
I pretty much quit tennis just because of the pounding. Since using this spray, my pain and tenderness and swelling and soreness and stiffness has gone.
If you have any kind of joint and muscle pain or stiffness, Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief is the safe, all-natural relief you've been searching for.
I have no pain in my knees, no sciatica, and I'm pain-free.
I'm Dr. Ken Frank. I'm a medical doctor. There is a safe way to stop your pain, and I guarantee that your daily aches and pains, whether mild or severe, will stop or significantly decrease with this formula.
Start living your life pain-free. Try safe, effective Dr. Frank's risk-free. Call now and get a 200-spray trial bottle for only $19.95.
It was as though someone has given me an electric shock that went up the arm, and I could not do that. Now, I can't get that pain no matter how far I turn my arm. And now I'm playing tennis again.
Call now and spray away your pain in days. Call now for your risk-free trial bottle of Dr. Frank's Joint and Muscle Pain Relief. Ask how to double the supply for free. And also ask how to get for free Dr. Frank's 100-page book about natural and safe pain relief without drugs.
Call now. 1-800-572-9269. 1-800-572-9269. That's 1-800-572-9269.
Dr. Frank's pain relief really works.
This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Thanks, Sam. Tomorrow's guest is Jim Rogers. We'll be talking about the problems at the University Medical Center in Las Vegas.
We'll see you then.